This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls, your thoughts. We can talk more about the, I would say, epic day for Bitcoin. Price rising as high as nearly $7,900, then falling about $1,000 almost. And then recovering to, like, what, around 74, 73, somewhere
yeah,
around that time.
There.
When we started the show here tonight, I haven't checked in the last hour. But it's probably going to be a roller coaster, you know, because, well, people are waking up across the world and they're finding out the news that SegWit2x is done for. We talked a lot in detail about what that meant in the last hour. We can continue with that discussion.
I wish you'd stop on this whole train of people in Asia sleeping. Everyone knows that people in Asia don't sleep.
Because they are constantly working at a sweatshop or something like that? What's the reason for that?
You had to go and make it racist, didn't you?
That has nothing to do racism.
That's a matter of slave labor.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Dan is in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey, Mike.
What's on your mind?
So I just heard that fantastic caller that just called in. I knew I had to call in following that because, you know, as you know, I was, you know, I've never seen anything like it in Omaha, and that's where I am at. And what I kind of wanted to say was, you know, it seems funny when you listen to that call, but is that really that much stupider, for lack of a better word, than anything any actual religious people believe?
Well, I mean, I'm religious, and, you know, you can believe whatever you want about whether it's...
Religious believe people believe it happened to someone else.
Hey, she's a Mexican American, I'm sure, so do not judge her.
I mean, there are definitely some pretty ridiculous stories out there in the world religions, if that's what you're referring to.
Well, there are people who I know are listening who thought, you know, that phone call was so silly when they heard it. But I'm sure that they believe things that are just as silly, and they go somewhere every Sunday and, you know, repeat silly things that are literally just as silly as this caller to themselves. So I just kind of wanted
to... There are stories that they were told when they were children that they believed. But, yeah, a lot of them have just about the same level of unbelievability.
A magic guy in the sky.
To them. That much is definitely true. Dan, was there more you wanted to share tonight?
No, I just wanted to make that point and, you know, hopefully get some other callers on. Maybe they'll try to defend why their silliness is actually less silly than that silliness.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Dan. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I think a lot of, you know, those old stories in religions, many of them existed to try to impart a certain lesson on the people who existed at that time. You know, my personal belief as one of the ministers in the Shire Free Church, which is a interfaith group, an interfaith peace church, is that there have always been, you know, God, if you will, or the universe, however you want to call it, is always speaking, and that many of these people like Jesus or Muhammad and or Buddha, these are people who put those words into words that other people could at least try to understand, to try to impart certain messages to the world. And so at the time, there were certain things that were right for the times, for the people of those times and what they were likely to believe. But now when we look back on them, they don't make much sense because we know about science or we know about, you know, whatever it is that can easily negate those stories. But that doesn't mean that religion is all full of garbage. Religion, all of these religions, in my opinion, have some very, very valuable things to teach the world. And again, that message from God, if you will, changes over time as we change our understanding of the world. The message is pretty consistent, but the way humans interpret it and restate it is where it usually loses, I think, its meaning, if that makes any sense.
people like epic stories, right? I mean, you know, go to the movies and see if people don't like it. Nobody walks away believing everything in the movie is true.
Well, a lot of people believe everything in the books
is true. I was going to ask if the guy in the rainbow was Thor on the rainbow bridge going back to
could have just as easily been Heimdall.
Yeah.
So, you know, the... lost my train of thought.
Silly religions.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, somebody tells a story, and that story is intended to impart some information in some way or another. Jesus was full of these stories that he told. We don't believe those stories as they're true. We just believe...
Some do.
Many no, they don't.
And aren't there people who believe the word of the Bible literally?
Yes, but those stories that Jesus told were, and I can't remember the
allegories.
Term, allegories, yeah, allegories, mm-hmm. And they weren't intended...
I'm talking about the Bible itself.
I understand.
As well.
What I'm trying to tell you is that the Bible contains within it stories intended to impart a message.
Yes.
And somehow we got some of those stories that you believe, like, you know, Samson slaying a 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass, right? You know, where that might be not true. I mean, if so,
some people
I need
believe
to get me a jawbone
though.
Of an ass. Forget an AR-15.
There are biblical literalists.
I can wipe out a town with this thing.
Ass bone control regulation.
That's right.
Right, but there are biblical literalists, Mark, who literally believe the Bible word for word. Now, maybe most people look at that and say, well, that's, you know, that means something. It's an allegory,
it's a metaphor,
or whatever. But there are people who are literalists, aren't there not?
Ian.
Certain fundamentalists?
Jesus told allegories. Are you aware of this?
Yes, but that was Jesus. I understand that. Okay. I'm talking about the people who are misinterpreting or understanding it differently than maybe it was originally intended. And are you saying those people don't exist? Because I'm pretty sure we talked about
these
literalists before.
The confusion tends to be over stuff in the Old Testament, which is treated as history, quote-unquote, rather than maybe man's early mythology, trying to interpret natural events or their own history in magical ways. But I'll note that this is not the first time that Michael Jackson has been considered a bit of a deity.
Really?
His family was very religious, as I recall. And when before he kind of messed up his own reputation with these dealings with underage people, there was this story going around with the what was it, his family's religion? Were they Jehovah's Witnesses?
Oh, really?
And there were a lot of young Jehovah's Witnesses who believed that Michael Jackson was the incarnation of the Archangel Michael.
Amazing. I had not heard that one before, but I
remember hearing this many years ago.
If you want to share your thoughts with us, you're welcome to 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's go to Crash Gordon on the line via Skype. Crash, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, just real quick, I wanted to say, before I found out that the SegWit thing went on hold, I went out and bought some Bitcoin at a local vending machine today.
Oh, great.
And I put $20 in the machine. It hasn't confirmed yet. It's been about 2 hours.
Oh, no.
But it was $5.65 in fees on the blockchain to
outrageous.
Make the transaction.
Outrageous. Why would anybody want to pay fees like that? It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Well, hopefully I bought it at the dip and not at the peak, but we'll find out.
Well, I can tell you right now, because the fees are so crazy with Bitcoin, if you don't put a competitive fee in there and, you know, pay even higher fees than everybody else is paying, your fee or your transaction could get stuck.
I would imagine a $5 fee should be sufficient.
It should push it through.
Yeah.
It should push it through. But, Mark, you sent a transaction earlier this morning. You said you sent it with a kind of normal fee in blockchain.info, because blockchain usually gives you normal and priority.
I didn't send it out of blockchain.info.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you told me that you had.
No, I sent it out of the normal fee, but I didn't send it out of blockchain.info.
Okay, so what was the fee that you sent it with?
I don't know.
Okay.
You should be able to check that. I have no
idea. I
guess
you'll have to pull that up later. I apologize. So you claim it was a normal fee, but you don't know what that means. You don't know
I didn't deviate from when I sent the transaction.
Right.
It always defaults to normal.
From a core wallet, from like a full node?
I sent it. No, I didn't.
Okay. From what wallet was it sent?
I think it was sent from a Koinomi wallet.
Koinomi. Okay. Yeah, I would think they would be able
maybe
to calculate
it was,
that.
You're right. It was sent from a blockchain wallet. My mistake. I've sent some transactions today.
Yeah, I thought what you told me
was Bitcoin people.
I thought what you told me was that you use blockchain and you sent it normal.
Yes.
And it's been stuck all day long. So the fees have just, you know, been ridiculous on all this. Crash, if you've got more you want to share, hang on. We can continue because we definitely have not talked about everything we can talk about with the SegWit 2X cancellation today, meaning the big to-do about this fork supposedly coming next week. Well, now it's supposed to be canceled unless someone can somehow resurrect it. I don't know if that's possible. It might be. It's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us. here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight is Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
We're talking about Bitcoin. Man, what surprising and pleasant news happened today. The death of SegWit2x, which I'm happy about because I really did not want to see more forking of the Bitcoin network. We already saw it happen once earlier this year in August when Bitcoin historically forked into Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, or you could call the original Bitcoin Bitcoin Core if you want. But now there's only two, whereas there could have been like three or four. And so hopefully this will stop the madness for a while. It's not going to stop the argument about which Bitcoin is the real Bitcoin or which one should be the real Bitcoin and so on and so forth. And people are still going to have opinions about that. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts here with us tonight. Also, there are alternatives in the market to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is not necessarily going to be number one forever. Maybe something else will rise up and replace it someday. Maybe it'll be Dash. You can join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform that's designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar with Dash. It's decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to Crash Gordon, he's with us on Skype. Go ahead, Crash.
Hey, the actual reason I called was I find myself in kind of a libertarian dilemma.
All right.
And I thought I'd see if people wanted to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, let's hear.
A few months ago, my neighbors sold their house, and the new people who moved in are nice people. We get along with them pretty well. But the husband and his father, who's a frequent visitor, both smoke cigars. And I'm talking about the telephone, the green telephone pole style cigars, these monster stinky things. And I don't like the smell, but I can tolerate it. My wife has asthma. When these guys smoke, and they only smoke in the backyard, when they smoke these cigars, the wind blows the smoke into our yard. Mm. She has to come in the house, take her rescue inhaler, and just stay inside with the windows closed.
Damn.
So how do I deal with this? I mean, I can't tell the guys, you can't smoke on your own property. It's their property. They can't control which way the wind blows the smoke. So what do we do with this?
This smoke is what's called a negative externality in our libertarian economics. And it's pollution. And they are causing a measurable harm because of her health issues. So, you know, whether you can say, you know, amicably, you know, she has asthma, please don't smoke in certain times when isn't outdoors or something like that. Have you tried to reach some sort of amicable discussion about the issue with your neighbor?
No, I haven't talked to him about it at all because I'm really conflicted on not just how to approach it, but whether to approach it. I mean, I don't know that I really have the right to tell this guy, you know, his wife already told him he can't smoke in the house,
right.
So he's got to go in the backyard.
Yeah.
Now the neighbor's trying to tell him, well, you can't smoke in the backyard either. If we're, you know, I mean, if we just want to sit outside and eat a hot dog or do
how
some yard work or something.
How often does this happen, that the guy's out there like that?
Well, he's out, you know, probably a couple times a day.
He's smoking a big giant cigars a couple times a day?
I don't think he smokes the whole thing at once. I think he lights it up and smokes a little bit, and then he puts it out and goes inside and comes back. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I agree with Mike that, you know, a conversation might iron this thing out to where he'll agree to be out, you know, smoking at certain times, and she doesn't have to be out during those times and vice versa. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. But also I do question, you know, the idea of, well, you know, how much damage are we really talking about here? A mild inconvenience a couple of times a day, you know, to where she has
she's
to
taking
go
a rescue inhaler.
Yeah, if this is something that where if she couldn't get a hold of a rescue inhaler and you're not there to get it for her and she goes into a seizure, this could be a life-threatening
situation.
It
sure could. There's no doubt about it. But it seems to me like, you know, what level of control should you really have over your what your neighbor can do? I mean, should the neighbor also be prohibited from planting plants in the backyard that also upset, you know, the scent,
right.
Maybe allergies or something like that.
Poison ivy.
From a certain plant.
These are the kinds of issues that I'm dealing with. You know, she's allergic to goldenrod, too, and a lot mm-hmm. of people use goldenrod as a decorative flower.
Right.
I don't have any right to tell somebody they can't plant a flower in their backyard.
Right. What if she's got a peanut allergy and the people are eating peanuts next door and that's, you know, flaring up?
I'm an ex-smoker, and I'm not one of those self-righteous ex-smokers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I fully understand the guy wants to go light up. He should be able to light up. And he bought this house. It's his property. He should be able to light up. But, you know, we should be able to breathe, too. So I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know what angle I want to take to approach it when I talk to him. So,
I would take the angle of, hey, man, I'm an ex-smoker, and I understand just everything you just said. You know, I don't think that I should be able to impose my way on you, but I'm wondering if there's an agreement we can come to because my wife is ill.
Right. So some of the thoughts I've had while we've been talking about this is you know, what's the location of wherever he's smoking? Is it possible to, you know, for him to move that location to something that's, has less proximity to your side of the fence?
It's not. We're backyard neighbors, backyard to backyard.
Backyard to backyard.
His backyard, you know, they've got a gazebo back there with a nice table in it and a little water feature. It's a place made to sit down and relax.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I enjoy smoking it there. Also, I know there are ashtrays that suck up the smoke and have these sort of filters in them.
Ooh, yeah.
Technology. Yeah. Ozonators.
So if you were willing to buy one of those ashtrays for him, maybe that would smooth the deal over a little bit.
What can I do to, you know, sort of, like, because this way you can bring up the subject. Hey, how can you enjoy your cigar and we get less smoke over here? Would sort of be the question. And then that way you can ease into, my wife's smelling your cigars and there's a rescue inhaler involved and, it's not so great. Without sounding like the guy who's, you know, the one who's kicking him while he's down. He can't smoke in the house. Now he can't smoke out of the house. You know, those kind of things. You know, it's possible that that between the two of you, you could come up with some ideas. Perhaps he could smoke in the front yard. I don't know.
Get him a hookah.
Yeah. And then he has the little ashtray, and then maybe that'll do the job. I don't know. Those are the best ideas I've got.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea I've heard. I don't know if there's something like that that would work outdoors. But maybe I can look into it.
If he just sets the cigar when he's not smoking into the ashtray, that'll take care of some.
Yeah. Well, I'll look into that. I'll see what it costs for something like that.
Okay. Excellent. Good luck, and let us know how it goes. Crash, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up what you want. More on the epic Bitcoin news today, and you can tell us how you feel about the death of SegWit2x. It's Free Talk Live.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us in any way that suits you. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. We're talking in detail, sort of off and on, about the SegWit2x of Bitcoin. It has been canceled. The big plan to fork Bitcoin again in the next about a week from now, I guess, or what would have been a week from now, has been canceled. We can talk more about that and what it means coming up here. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. And also, again, don't forget our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, do want to let you know about HostGator. You need to get some web hosting taken care of. Well, we can get you 50% off. That's 5050. Percent off of the already great prices over at HostGator.com/FTL. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. So go there. You can find out that they make it super easy to host your own website. They got simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So they've got a 99.99% uptime rating, and you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners like you, just visit HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Incredible news today with the death of SegWit2x. This was the plan by what was supposed to be a supermajority of the mining power in the Bitcoin world, and dozens of some of the most influential Bitcoin companies out there, including Coinbase or BitPay, Blockchain.info, some of these companies that have collectively millions, I think, of Bitcoin wallets that are being hosted on their
systems. I'm wondering at what the repercussions will be between all these companies who have probably put a lot of investment into preparing for this fork, and now it's been aborted. You know, who pays for those that investment?
They do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they thought this was coming, and so you're right. They were probably working, you know, day and night to prepare themselves, because what happens when these forks have occurred, when Bitcoin Cash happened, for instance, not everybody was ready. They weren't all prepared to, you know, implement Bitcoin Cash the next day. Some people were, mm-hmm. and, you know, they got more business out of it. So, for instance, the Coinomi wallet had implemented Bitcoin Cash capability basically at launch, whereas Jax, who was a sponsor of ours at the time, they kept promising it. I don't think they've yet implemented Bitcoin Cash, have they?
Who's that?
Jax.
I heard that they were supposed to have that done. Let me check.
Well, there's been a whole lot of we've been supposed to been having to do this.
Agreed.
And, you know, here we are. It was August 1st when the Bitcoin Cash split happened. It is now early November. So, you know, we're a solid quarter of a year since that. So Coinomi got it done.
Yep.
And they had it done day number one. And you could take your 12 words from Jax. You could import those into your Coinomi wallet, because, again, there's the backup phrase that Bitcoin wallets have to help you not lose your, like if you lose your phone, if you, as long as you have these backup words written down and kept in a safe place, you can take those words and you can re-enter them into a different device and have access to your Bitcoin again. So you could take those 12 words from Jax that you might have written down, import them into Coinomi, and then there was like a special advanced thing you had to do with this thing called a derivation pass. So there was a blog post that you had to follow
right.
at Coinomi's blog to make sure you got it right. But as soon as you got their, you know, if you followed their simple instructions, there you had it. Your Bitcoin Cash would have been broken out instantaneously for you. Super easy, you know, in that particular case. In certain other cases, it's not so easy to get a hold of your Bitcoin Cash. If you had a Bitcoin full node, for instance, then you have this thing called a wallet.dat file, and you have to extract your private keys from that, and then you have to import those private keys into another thing. And so it's like there's some hoop jumping, depending on the type of wallet that you had, if you want to get your hands on the Bitcoin Cash. But at this point, it's worth it to do that.
And according to their Twitter feed, yes, Bitcoin Cash has some level of availability. You can at least claim your Bitcoin Cash.
Are you talking about Bitcoin Gold or Bitcoin Cash here?
Bitcoin Cash.
BCH. Well, yeah, of course you can claim your Bitcoin Cash. You can claim and trade and
I'm
do everything.
I'm talking about that in Jax.
Oh, in Jax. Oh, okay. So you can claim it, but then...
I don't know but anything. Okay. All I'm saying is that they've got, you know, a thing here suggesting that it's available. Now, when I open it up on mine, maybe mine didn't update or whatever. I didn't see it on mine.
Hmm. Well, anyway, as I was saying, some were quicker than others to get that done. Let's go to Kylan. He's in San Diego. Kylan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
I know you guys are talking about Bitcoin, and
yeah.
I was actually listening to your guys' show. I think it's either last night or the night before, and you guys were talking about scaling and block sizes and the issues with fees with Bitcoin, right?
Oh, yeah. There's still issues with fees with Bitcoin, by the way. Just this cancellation of SegWit2x just means the fee situation goes on, and it's still going to be bad. But go ahead with what you were going to say.
Right, with Bitcoin, especially if you're using most wallets, it's going to be an issue. I just want to point out one detail, and that was that one of the problems that you have, one of the reasons why the fees are high with Bitcoin, obviously the block size, that is part of it. But also, in general, wallets are typically the ones who are able to decide what the fee is. A lot of wallets don't allow you to put in a custom fee. There are some that do. And so it's kind of this trade-off where the wallets, if they set the fee a little bit lower, then the transactions will go through. It'll take a lot longer time. That's a bad wallet experience. So
right.
the wallet developers don't want that experience for their users. So what they do is they tend to take something like the average. You know, they have kind of these services that tell you what the average transaction fees
right.
are. and then they'll add something like 5% or 10% on top of it. So what you have is they keep on, that increases the average, and it just keeps on moving it up. It's kind of a trade-off, right, between transaction times and fees. So I just wanted to just point that out. That is also one of the reasons that is causing, obviously, the block size is another thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I just wanted to point that out.
You're saying that that's aggravating or making worse the already bad what's called fee market.
I think that's probably more a function of how the market is responding to, with the collapse of the 2X, that perhaps the supply of blockchain capacity doesn't meet market demand.
No, it definitely doesn't.
You know, and
that's why we have the problem that we have. That's why we have a fee market where people are literally bidding each other up to pay the highest fee or to be in the higher tiers of paid fees in order to get their transaction process through. That's what has gotten us to this point, is this fee market, because Bitcoin's full of transactions and it's essentially broken.
Right. Why is it so great for 2X to have died? I mean,
we have Bitcoin Cash and we don't need three or four different Bitcoins. If you want a Bitcoin that's got a large block size and low fees, we have it. It's called Bitcoin Cash and it has an 8 megabyte block size. So there's plenty of room there.
So you're saying everybody needs to go to Bitcoin
Cash? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying everybody needs to go to Bitcoin Cash. If you want to use a cryptocurrency that you can spend, Bitcoin, aka Bitcoin Core, that's not it. You can't spend Bitcoin Core in any meaningful fashion. I can't go down to the corner store and buy a soda off the shelf with Bitcoin Core, because it's going to be a $5 fee on top of a $1 soda. Right. That's insane.
Yep.
But if you want to be able to use cryptocurrency, as many of us do, like, you know, that to us was the idea of what cryptocurrency was supposed to be. It was supposed to help destroy the old banking, old money system, which means it needs to get out into the streets. It needs to get into day-to-day transactions. So if you want to be able to do that, all I'm saying is you can't use Bitcoin. You can use Bitcoin Cash. You can use Dash. You can use all kinds of other things. But right now it seems like Bitcoin Cash and Dash are the two that are best positioned to actually be that day-to-day currency, that day-to-day crypto that many of us are really looking for. What do you think, Kylan? Sorry.
Right, yeah, and I think Bitcoin Core's solution is going to be Lightning Network, which is obviously a very controversial feature, and it sounds like it's at least several months off, if not a year or more. So,
right, and isn't this Lightning Network thing, I don't know a whole lot about it. Isn't it basically some sort of proprietary solution that's being offered by some corporation called Blockstream? Is that true?
I don't know all of the details, I don't want to comment on that, but thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks, Kylan. I guess we're going to learn more about that as time goes on, but, you know, a year from now, what are the fees going to look like then? I mean, if they're $5 right now,
everything will be fine.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000. 7,000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us right here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency tonight, specifically Bitcoin. The big news today that the SegWit2x is sort of much ballyhooed, big potential fork that could have really done damage to the price of Bitcoin, and, you know, the acceptance of Bitcoin and people's faith, if you will, in the future of Bitcoin is gone. It's over. They canceled. They blinked. The SegWit2x guys, they backed down earlier today with an announcement that first came out on an email of some sort that I guess there's like an email list where some of the developer types hang out. And there was an announcement on in one of those places, which was ostensibly signed by a few different folks who were involved in this SegWit2x plan, according to Cointelegraph.com, and they get the full statement here. They've taken out some excerpts. It claimed they wanted to keep the community together and that they didn't believe that they had what it took to have enough consensus to move ahead with this particular fork. And they say, quote, "It's unfortunately clear that we have not built sufficient consensus for a clean block size upgrade at this time. Continuing on the current path could divide the community and be a big setback or be a setback to Bitcoin's growth. This was never the goal for SegWit2x." They go on to say that, quote, "As fees rise on the blockchain, we believe it will eventually become obvious that on-chain capacity increases are necessary. When that happens, we hope the community will come together and find a solution, possibly with a block size increase. Until then, we are suspending our plans for the upcoming 2-megabyte upgrade." So apparently, you know, they're saying here that it doesn't seem like enough people agree with them, that a lot of people are totally fine with $3, $4, $5, $10, $20 fees in order to send Bitcoin around, and so they're bailing out on their plan. Now, while I'm glad to see this plan go, I'm not excited for the future of Bitcoin. I mean, the price shot up, by the way. As soon as this news came out, it was like, shackles are off. We're not worried about the uncertainty of what's happening next week anymore, and the market shot up a few hundred bucks within minutes.
But it's back to where it shot up from once.
And then it actually crashed down nearly $1,000 from its peak of about $7,900 today, then crashed down to like $6,900 something, and then came back up to like, what, where are we right now, $7,500?
$7,392.
Yeah, so it's almost $7,400. So right about where
it's
it was.
It's lower now than it was when it took off.
But it's likely going to, you know, if things continue as they were, it's going to keep going up because Bitcoin's got a lot of buzz around it. It is, you know, the first mover.
I don't think most people even knew what was going on, and now nothing's going to happen, they just don't.
They're going to wonder why it's $5 to send their Bitcoin transactions. And so Bitcoin's still broken.
But most people are not getting into Bitcoin to buy soda pops and...
No, I understand that. They see it as an investment.
Sure, they see it as an investment, so they're not moving it around much.
No, that's probably true. Or but somebody's moving it somewhere because the Bitcoin network is full of transactions.
And there was a lot of migration out of altcoins and into Bitcoin in the run-up to this.
Because everybody thought they were going to get double Bitcoins when the Bitcoin forked. Now that fork's not going to happen, but regardless, there was still a lot of uncertainty around, well, is the price going to go up after the fork, or is the price going to go down? Because after the Bitcoin Cash fork in August, the very first one that happened, the price ultimately went up. It stayed steady and then went up. But I don't think that necessarily would have happened this time around because this SegWit2x fork was going to be so contentious. There was likely going to be a protracted fight amongst the miners, and I'm so glad to see that it's not going to happen at this point. I think we're better off overall because having competition between two Bitcoins seems to be enough to me. I don't feel like, you know, we need to have more. It's already confusing enough to try to explain to somebody, oh, yeah, you should get into Bitcoin. But there's actually two Bitcoins. There's this one Bitcoin, which is the original Bitcoin, and it used to have cheap fees, but it doesn't have cheap fees anymore. And so you really kind of don't want to use that, but you might want to get into it as an investment. But if you want to actually use something, then you could use Bitcoin Cash or Dash or some of these other, you know, competitors. It's become a very complex explanation, whereas back in the day it was, hey, there's this cool thing called Bitcoin. Look, it's cheap and it's effective. Now, Bitcoin is not cheap, and it's not really that effective either, because if you don't pay a fee that is commensurate with what the sort of the median or above the median happens to be, then you're going to get stuck for some number of hours as far as your transaction is concerned. Mark's transaction from earlier this morning sent with a so-called normal fee, as of before the show tonight, when I checked on it last, was still stuck. So who knows how long that's going to take. Will Coley, who's one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, he was sent some Bitcoin by somebody 4 or 5 days ago. And it was sent, admittedly, with a low fee. And it finally went through after several days of waiting. So there's no doubt that Bitcoin is effed up right now. And so that's sort of the bad side of, well, they're not going to increase the block size, so therefore Bitcoin continues to be full. The big claim is that the segregated witness is this solution, that it's going to somehow help Bitcoin scale to the market demand.
But has it been enough already? I mean, it clearly, you know, the SegWit part of the fork has already happened.
That happened in August.
And so, you know, we've had a few months, and it's not keeping up with the current demand, and so how can it scale?
Well, here's my question, because there's a gentleman who calls the show who's a big SegWit 1X advocate, who says that the SegWit part of the Bitcoin blockchain is very, very empty. And that's because only about, what, 15% maximum? I haven't looked at the numbers. I knew it was at least 10% recently, but like maybe 10 to 15% of the Bitcoins out there are now in SegWit addresses, or that 10% of the users or whatever have changed over.
This is a SegWit transaction right here, and it's jammed up.
It's jammed up. Okay, that's interesting.
You see that first number?
The number three starts, so the SegWit transactions... Yep. I don't know what's going on with that, but the claim was 70% empty, and so my answer was, well if that's true, then why are the fees
should do it, right?
Right, right. If it's so empty, then why are the fees so high?
If the fees are so high, then that should be driving miners into mining that part, and what's going on?
I think the miners are mining all of the above. I don't think it's one or the other. They're mining SegWit and old school, like, together. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but it's my understanding they don't choose whether they are mining SegWit or not. Like, all the miners have to be SegWit compatible, and in that there's, like, There's the old school blocks, block data with the legacy transactions, and then there's the new SegWit data, which supposedly is more efficient. But again, if it's so empty on the SegWit side, then why are the fees high? The fees are lower on SegWit, but only by about 25% every time I've checked. And the only way I can check is with the Trezor, which is a physical hardware wallet. They've implemented SegWit. I have asked around, and I have yet to find any other wallets except for now, apparently, I think Electrum, which is like a desktop kind of client. Mm-hmm. I believe I saw a headline recently that they've implemented SegWit, but a bunch of wallets haven't even implemented this thing
yet. I believe Exodus has also adopted.
Is that right?
Yep.
So it's very limited as far as, you know, what options you even have to use this SegWit thing.
So if you've got a SegWit address in a wallet that hasn't implemented SegWit, would it then try to send it through the regular Bitcoin
mempool? You wouldn't be able to get a SegWit address from a wallet that hasn't implemented SegWit.
Hold on. But you could get it. Okay. I'm talking about from your sending. So your friend has a SegWit wallet.
Yeah.
You don't.
You should be able to send to that.
Would it? Which mempool is it going to use?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah,
that's too technical for me. But all I know is right now it doesn't seem like SegWit has done much to lower fees. As I said, I've tried. I've actually tested this because in the Trezor hardware wallet, you can have the legacy address, so the original style with like the one in front of it, or the new SegWit address with the three in front of it. So I put the same amount of Bitcoin into each one of those wallets.
Yeah.
And then I went to send this an amount of Bitcoin from each of those wallets, the same amount.
To the other one?
So it was the same size of transaction as far as data was concerned. And this was like maybe last week, so I don't know what it would be today if I tried it today. But last week, it was like $4 and something to send on the legacy, and it was $3 and something to send on the SegWit. I mean, it was less, but it wasn't anything to write home about. It wasn't anything to get excited about. I don't get excited about a $3 transaction fee, that much more so than I would get excited by a $4 transaction fee. I think both of those are broken Bitcoin. That makes me not want to use Bitcoin. It makes me want to not tell people about Bitcoin. It makes me embarrassed for the people that I have told about Bitcoin and that I've brought into Bitcoin who, mind you, are still happy about Bitcoin because the price has gone up over time, right? Like all these people who got into it.
If you're saving it as an investment, it's a great thing. But if you're trying to use it for business, you know, I would think that if you want to get rid of these problems, you should be supporting the 2X.
You can't support 2X anymore. It's gone.
But this is the question is, you're celebrating that 2X died, but you're complaining about the very problems that 2X was supposed to solve.
I don't know if 2X would have solved those problems, number one. But number two, it doesn't matter because we have Bitcoin Cash, which is like Bitcoin 8X because it has an 8 megabyte block size. So that's already been solved. Why did they need to do it again? They didn't. That's why they bailed out. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.